Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the official countdown to 1974. But first, a review of 1973.
I'll bet you never thought we'd call you.
I listen to Chum.
Why do you listen to Chum?
Are you giving me $1,000?
Well, I just gave you $1,000 cash.
You're kidding.
No, we're not.
$1,000. Oh, you've got to be joking. I listen to Chum every day.
I listen to Chum.
You do? Why do you do that?
Sometimes you win $1,000, but I don't know.
You don't think they're going to call you, do you?
There's a chance.
No, it's not a chance. It's a fact.
I listen to Chum.
Do you really?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
I do.
Well, believe it or not, you said the phrase that pays.
America's number one production sports car. Soon to be the object of an international search spanning one continent, three countries. Feverish detective work by thousands of would-be super sleuths. A two-phase search, culminating in an air flight to the mystery city and a car ride back. To you from Chum, a chance to win a 1973 Chevrolet Corvette Stingray convertible.
Now, June White of Toronto, to win America's number one production sports car, give us the street and the city where the vet is hidden.
Front Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
June, could you repeat that, please?
Front Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
June White of Toronto, you have just won yourself a 1973 Corvette Stingray!
Oh, my God!
You won it!
Summertime. And the winning is easy.
Now, Louis Konechny of Scarborough, to win a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro, tell us the point of interest where the bike is hidden.
Casaloma.
Congratulations, Louis. You have just won a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro.
Now, Leo Butko of High Park, Toronto, to win a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro, tell us the point of interest where the bike is hidden.
The Hockey Hall of Fame.
Leo, could you repeat that, please?
Hockey Hall of Fame.
Leo, you're my main man. You just won yourself a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro. How do you feel about that?
That's so great.
Now, Mike Klingbell of Toronto, to win a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro, tell us the point of interest where the bike is hidden.
McLaughlin Planetarium.
Congratulations, Mike. You have just won a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro.
I don't believe it.
No. It's all yours. Morris Juricic of Toronto. To win a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro, tell us the point of interest where the bike is hidden.
Fort York.
Morris, you just won a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro.
Now, Sylvia Fournier of Toronto, to win a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro, tell us the point of interest where the bike is hidden.
Ontario Place.
Sylvia, you did it.
You're kidding.
Nope.
You're joking.
You have just won a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro.
Now, Randy Hahn of Toronto, to win a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro, tell us the point of interest where the bike is hidden.
Would it be the old city hall?
Randy, you just won a motorcycle.
Pretty good. Can't believe it.
Now, Jeffrey Arnoldy of Toronto, to win a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro, tell us the point of interest where the bike is hidden, Jeff.
Air Canada's terminal number 2 at the Toronto International Airport.
Jeffrey, congratulations, man. You've just won yourself a set of wheels.
Now, Tim Senzik of St. Catharines, to win a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro, tell us the point of interest where the bike is hidden.
Well, I hope it's at the Ontario Science Center.
Tim, congratulations, you have just won a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro.
Thank you very much, I can't believe it.
Now, Leona Hagen of Toronto, to win a 1973 Yamaha Mini Enduro, tell us the point of interest where the bike is hidden.
The provincial Parliament Building in Queen's Park.
Leona, congratulations, you have just won.
Oh, great!
A Yamaha Mini Enduro.
Oh, that's great! The girls will get a bang.
Trombone Request Weekend, who's calling, please?
A team of telephone operators is polling your pop music favorites, and what you say is what we'll play.
American Woman by Guess Who.
You've got a friend, Rod Stewart, series in the belief. American Pie.
This is Rod saying Sunny Days by Lifehouse.
You do the choosing. Call 870-9141 anytime between 9 in the morning and 12 at night for the best on record. Then join us tomorrow morning at 9 as Chum presents the All Request Solid Gold Weekend.
Hi, this is Donnie Arm. We're looking forward to an out-of-sight day in Toronto, August 30th. If you want to know where we'll be and how you can get to see us, keep it on Chum for the whole scoop on the Osmonds Toronto itinerary.
Maintain that 8-man 360.
The Osmonds are coming to Toronto. And only Chum gives you a chance to be with them at the hotel where they'll be staying. Join them for dinner in an exclusive Toronto restaurant. Sit right between Donnie and his brothers. Meet and talk with dozens of their fans. And join them front row center for their CNE concert. All this and more, much more, as close as your phone.
You have just won an exclusive invitation to the social event of the year, Kathy.
Joanne, you just won an exclusive invitation to a dinner date with Donnie and the Osmonds. You're going to meet him.
Oh, my God.
You have just won an exclusive invitation to the social event of the year.
I won.
Hi.
I won. Mom, I won, Mom.
You won. You just won an exclusive invitation to the social event of the year, a secret engagement in honor of the Osmonds, and you will be our special guests at this magically memorable moment.
Hey, Shirley,
this is Chum. Who's this?
Pat White!
Mrs. White, you're the 13th caller. You just won a 1973 Pontiac Astra GT hatchback.
I don't believe it.
Is this the Heatherly residence?
Yes, it is.
In Georgetown.
Yes.
This is Terry Steele.
Yes.
You've just won $1,000 cash.
Wow.
You just tapped me for the triple pack of new albums by John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Liz.
Did I win?
You won! You just zapped me.
Oh, you're kidding.
For an official Chum Boogie shirt and a $50 bill.
Oh.
You have just zapped me.
Fantastic.
You just zapped me for an official Chum Boogie shirt. You also just zapped me for a $50 bill.
Oh, you're kidding.
And you have just zapped me.
Oh, I believe it. Help you.
At the tone, the time will be 11, 59, and 30 seconds. At the tone, the time will be 11, 59, and 40 seconds. At the tone, the time will be 11, 59, and 50 seconds. At the tone, the time will be 12 o'clock. Exactly.
Hi, this is Jay Nelson. Usually at this time of year, people come on the radio and say, Happy New Year. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year! This is Roger Ashby, and I hope that you're having a great time tonight and that the coming year, 1974, will be a healthy and prosperous year for you. It's that time of year again when we have to make those New Year's resolutions. There's only one thing I don't like about New Year's resolutions, and that's that a wife always remembers her husband's.
Hi, this is Terry Steele. What I wish for every Torontonian for 1974 is very simple. Happiness and health. Because if you have those two things, you don't need anything else. A happy and healthy 1974 to you.
Hi, this is Shotgun Tom Rivers. Well, to be original today, Happy New Year!
Hi, this is the Boogeyman, wishing you a very, very happy new year. And remember one thing, when reaching for a grunge while an eggplant is over there, don't strain a tendon.
Hi, this is Jim Van Horn. I just want to wish you and yours all the best in the coming new year. Have I got a new year greeting for you? Hello, everybody. This is Dave Charles from Chum Radio, wishing you a very happy 1974, and I hope it's a good year for the Toronto Argonauts, too.
And now, the president of Chum Limited, Alan Waters.
On behalf of the entire staff of Chum, I would like to thank you, our listeners, for making 1973 a great year for all of us. Because of your confidence, Chum continues to have the largest audience of any contemporary radio station in Canada. 1973 was a year of many accomplishments for Chum. We played an important role in presenting the talent of Canadian musicians and singers. We helped to bring Canadians closer together with news broadcasts and reports prepared from the Canadian point of view. You overwhelmed us with your generosity. You responded positively and immediately to the needs of many members of the community, which were uncovered on the John Gilbert Show. As a result of your unprecedented contributions of gifts, services, and money, Chum's Christmas Wish program for 1973 was by far the most successful ever conducted. While the donors are too numerous to mention, I would like to thank Eaton Stores, McDonald's Restaurants, and the Civitan Club for their invaluable assistance in the collection and delivery of an estimated 400,000 toys. Chum's involvement in the community life of Toronto is rewarding. We renew our pledge for 1974 to provide the finest in entertainment and information services for you on Chum. To each of you, a happy and prosperous New Year's.